The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, the 12th of August, 7:05 in the morning to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda has contractors at the house this morning, and I, frankly, I'm so glad I am here. Because they are getting ready to paint the kitchen. You know what that means? Well, I don't know what that means exactly. I mean, I know how I paint, but I don't know how a real somebody that knows what he's doing paints. I do throw a lot of plastic on the floor, however. Hey, the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And Ben... Good morning.
Good morning.
Ben. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Good. Yeah. What national day is today?
Vinyl record day.
Oh, okay. No, that's big. That's big. Vinyl record day. No, they're coming back.
I think they are.
No, they are. Well, yeah. Robert Belongi, who used to work here, is putting one. He's got an extensive record collection like that, and he's showing one every day, a different album he's playing every day from the old days.
So, okay. Huh.
Anyway, what on Facebook he's putting it on. Is that
interesting.
It? Final record day?
Yeah.
Okay, I can go with that. Weather today, it's only going to be 105, and then it starts cooling down. Tomorrow, 99. Thursday, it's back up to 101. Friday, 100. And then Saturday in the, high 90s. Sunday, mid-90s. And on Monday, 68 degrees. I'm sorry. That Sunday night is 69 degrees. On Monday, it'll be around 94. So we're still triple digits here for the next couple of days. And so just be aware of that. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. Family's had it for 30 years, and it's like the third generations of the Kinney family that are running it. Discounts for seniors and veterans, other payment plans, they're just really good people. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Turtle Bay, and I have three guests today. Adrian John.
Good morning.
Who is holding one of the guests. And Catherine Hunt.
Hello.
Who is cheering us on here.
Yes.
Wearing that cute Turtle Bay Exploration Park shirt. Oh, and you are too.
Of course, got to sport it.
Yours is bright blue and yours is a dark color to kind of blend in with the Gila monster you're holding, pointing at me.
That's right. I love to match my Gila monster.
Let's start with the Gila monster.
The Gila monster, her name is Bayetta. She's been with us for quite a while. We've had her for over 6 years now here at Turtle Bay. She's one of my favorite animals to bring along with me because everyone thinks they're so monstrous, but if you actually get to see her in person, you'll see her really cute-looking face. But, of course, they get the name monster. Why?
Oh, it could be.
They're misunderstood.
They are.
It's from mythology or something.
Mythology, yeah. There's actually a lot of mythology around Gila monsters because they're one of the only truly venomous lizards in the world. And so in mythology, they say that they spit their venom, almost like a dragon spitting fire. But they can't do that. They actually have to bite onto their victim.
They have to get in there and chew.
And right? Chew, yeah. And they chew, have yeah. Very strong jaws. She has a huge, I think she's cute because she's got these huge cheeks. It's like a pit bull when your pit bull has those really big jaws at home.
She's staring at me.
Yeah, she is.
She's staring
she
at me.
She can't see that far, bro.
No. She goes, there's something over there. I should just waddle over there and bite it, though.
No, she said, why did you wake me up this early? I want to go back to sleep.
Oh, maybe that's it. Yeah, she got
that,
the same look
on her
face.
That's the look
as
on
I
her
did.
Face right now.
Okay,
but they do have extremely strong jaws, so when they bite onto their victim, they hold on and they don't let go.
Okay, now, what is their primary food source?
Their primary food source. Well, it's going to be eggs. Actually, I gave her some quail eggs yesterday, and it's really great watching her. Even though she has such strong jaws, she really gently eats the quail egg so she doesn't crush it and lose all the good yolk. So she actually swallows the yolk when she crushes it in her mouth. And it's really cool to watch. So they'll raid eggs out of bird nests, and they'll eat baby mammals. So they go down into burrows, like mice and rat burrows out there in the deserts where they live, and they'll eat anything that they can fit in their stomach. So they gorge on it. And the cool thing about Gila monsters is that their venom is actually more for protection and for their food, and specifically to help keep their blood sugar regulated. And so, you know, Ozempic, like the really popular.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
So it's actually a type 2 diabetic drug, but people are using it for weight loss.
Yeah.
It actually came from Gila monster venom.
No.
So there's a protein in venom. Yeah.
So if I have friends that I know are taking it, I'd be kind of like looking at them all the time in case they want to all of a sudden reach over and bite and chew.
I don't think that's quite how it works. No, we figured out back in the early 90s that...
I had no idea it came from Gila. I mean,
yeah.
How can you miss seeing commercials and all this? And it doesn't say, Ozempic derived from Gila monster venom.
Right? Well, the protein actually helps them to regulate their blood sugar because when they eat all that food at once, it's like eating a whole chocolate cake or five chocolate cakes. And what happens to your blood sugar? It spikes. And so it actually helps to regulate their blood sugar out and allows them to go for months at a time without eating, which I don't know about you, but I would love to do that.
Well, you know, but snakes, once they eat, will go for a week or two or longer.
Snakes can. Yeah, snakes' metabolisms are different than a lot of lizards. These guys are more like a lizard or a snake in that way, that they can go a long period. Snakes, they can go for months at a time.
Now, when they say they gorge themselves on, you know, five baby rabbits or whatever they're eating that day, do they go back to their burrow, or do they just stay where they're at?
They go back to their burrow. They have a little of a home range. They can actually travel pretty far in the desert, but they do have specific areas they like to go back and hide. And guess what she does most of the day?
Sleep.
She sleeps.
That's what I would
say. Anyone that comes to Turtle Bay is like, does your Gila monster ever move? I like to say she teleports, because when I go to check her, she's in one spot, and then I go to check her again, she's in another spot, but I never actually see her move.
Well, she waits. She looks around.
She looks. She's like, no one sees.
You know, she moves those little eyes around looking, nobody's around, and then you don't know it. She gets up on her hind feet and runs over there, and then lays down.
She waddles over there. But she has a roommate. She lives with Blueberry, our blue-tongued skink, so sometimes they're cuddled up together. Mm-hmm. But they do. They spend 95% of their life sleeping.
So she gets along with other lizards.
They do. And actually in the wild, and sometimes their burrows, they'll burrow together with other Gila monsters. Sometimes you'll find them with other animals like rattlesnakes, actually. And a lot of desert animals, even in desert tortoise burrows, actually.
With the desert tortoises?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, desert tortoises have a lot of
room. You, of course, saw the movie, about the giant Gila monster. They made one back in the 50s. I'm positive.
I have not seen it, but I've heard about it.
The other thing, too, is you see in movies where, you know, here comes the Gila monster, you know, moving, and somebody's laying there asleep, and then they scream, oh, I've been bitten by a Gila monster. I mean... Do they take on big things?
No.
I mean,
it's all their little prey, really. Yeah. And their venom is more for themselves, but it is incredibly painful. If you do get bit by a Gila monster, I had a friend in the zoo industry a long time ago that said they were bit by a Gila monster, and it was worse than childbirth.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay, so because they weren't paying attention, or they were teasing it? Or
no, it was just they weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
And it
just came over for a taste.
Well, people live in Arizona, and they can live there for 20 years. There was a person that came to one of my shows recently that said they lived in Arizona for 20 years, and they never saw a Gila monster.
Well, I don't guess there's like millions of them out there.
I don't know how many there actually are, but they're so secretive.
Has anybody, they're not endangered.
They're not endangered. They are protected, though, so you're not allowed to take them.
Yeah.
I don't suggest owning one. They are venomous. But they are around, and if you do see one, the thing is people like to pick them up, and that's when people get bit, is if they're not paying attention, if they're out there in their gardens, and there happens to be a Gila monster out there, and they're doing something in the rock crevices, and they reach in, or if they're just not paying attention, or if they decide they want to play with the Gila monster. It's incredibly rare that people ever see them, and pretty rare that people ever get bit.
You don't read a lot about... Gila monsters biting people.
No, it's pretty rare.
They just had a girl in Malibu get attacked by a mountain lion. Sunday.
Did you see that recently? Oh, wow. There's been more mountain lion activity.
Yeah, it's the second child that's been attacked. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to shift it over that, but since we're talking about, you know, people out in their gardens, we have a friend that got bitten by a rattlesnake out in their garden. So we went through a class on, you know, was, you know, maybe not reaching in and when you're not going on.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. You just have to be aware.
It's the same thing. You have to be aware.
Yeah.
I mean,
because there are snakes out there.
There are snakes, yeah. And
we don't have Gila monsters here.
We don't have Gila monsters. We're too cold. Actually, Bayetta was really lucky because we found her in October. It was right after the car fire. And she was found over in Happy Valley in someone's yard. They called and said, we have a Gila monster. Haven Humane did. And they said, I don't believe you. Why would you have a Gila monster?
Do you think somebody had her as a pet?
Someone might have had her as a pet. They may have released her in the car fire. We don't really know. We're not sure exactly her history.
We don't know how old she was.
Nope, she was perfectly healthy. She was a little bit smaller. She has grown. She's about a third bigger than when we found her.
And how long do they live? We got to take a break.
Gila monster can live up to 30 to 40 years.
Okay.
Wow.
And how old do you think she is?
I have no idea. I'm going to guess she's at least 10, if not a little bit older than that, judging by how big she was when we found her. Just by size.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Is it like other animals? The more they eat, the bigger they get? And so it's...
Reptiles are a little different.
Are they different?
It's dependent on their individual, but they never stop growing. They just grow slower as they get older.
So... She could live to be 100 and be, what, 3 feet long?
Not quite. She'd be pretty lucky if she lived that
long. All right, we have to take a quick break, and Catherine, it's your turn when we get back. Now, this is a lot of information about the Gila monster, and I've seen your Gila monster before. You bring her out to the caffeinate for a cause those things. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence that's made us Redding's most trusted roofing company. We deliver top quality roofing solutions with a family touch, continuing our legacy of craftsmanship and reliability. Call us at 530-999-5622. Hunter Roofing.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment, plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. but Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of Night at the Roxbury. Hey, if you think about purchasing an electric vehicle, Redding Electric Utility still has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And I'm here with Turtle Bay and with Adrian John, who just had our Pet of the Month here,
Gila Monster,
and Catherine Hunt. Okay, Catherine, it's your turn.
I'm here to talk about all of our amazing programs.
Let's hit it.
So every weekend we have great programs from our education department. So coming up this Saturday is Science Saturday, Out of This World, where you can learn about space and the cosmos. And it's just so great because we have activities for the whole family, hands-on activities for kids, and you get to learn about space. And then next weekend is one of my favorite.
Can you send one up into space if you want?
Can you send mine up into space?
I'm sure a lot of parents would like that.
You know, send them up to the space station for, you know, a day, and then they end up being up there for 6 months.
Oh, that would be so fun to bounce around.
I just wonder how those people felt. You know, hey, you're going up there for 6 days. And then how long were they gone? Six or seven months before they got back. I mean, it was like...
I mean, if it was me, I would have been like, that's a nice break from my family.
You know, but after like the third month and you're up there and you're kind of like, nothing to read.
Gotta eat food.
Can you send me a Kindle? Send me a Kindle Unlimited or something like that, or, you know, anyway, go on.
And then so Art Lab is one of my favorite activities of the month. It's always the fourth Saturday of the month.
Okay.
And then this, in August we're doing mono prints where you get to make a print of something.
How do you do that?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they're gonna, carving it, but it's sort of like a stamp where you're going to get to ink it and then make a print.
Okay, I see what you mean. Yeah. Oh, okay, you take different shapes and different objects.
Yeah.
And you ink it and then you push it on a. Oh, okay.
Right. So that's going to be
really fun. I remember doing
that.
Gosh, I think I vaguely remember doing that at some time.
Yeah, it's kind of an older technique. Yeah.
And then another thing I wanted
You did this when you were kids. Mm-hmm. And then it's art, too. I mean, it's different types of art that people will do for.
Oh, yes. So every fourth Saturday is Art Lab.
All right. Can anybody do that?
Yes. It's fun for the whole family.
We'll see you out there.
Oh, yes. I like to go to those. as you can tell, I'm a very artistic person. So another one that's coming up that I wanted to mention is on September 6th, we're having a special Deaf and Hard of Hearing Day where we'll have two Walk on the Wild Side animal shows special for that day.
Yeah.
They're going to have ASL interpreters.
We do, They come and they actually work with us and they learn all about our show and where they can and can't be and what the parts of the show are, and they sign for the people so they can actually enjoy the show and be able to know.
That's cool. And what days are those?
So that one is September 6th, and actually it's free, free with pre-registration. So if you're deaf or hard of hearing, you can go to our website at turtlebay.org/events, and you can sign up for that day.
There's always stuff going on at Turtle Bay.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure we can publicize that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, of course, our Walk in the Wild side show goes through Labor Day with that special show on the 6th, on the weekends right now,
okay.
11 a.m. and noon, as long as it's not over 100 degrees. Man, this weekend was rough. But those will end
on... It was over 100. Did you do it?
We actually did indoor shows partially this week because it was just so hot. The Barn Owl was like, I'm not doing this right now.
Well, I mean, the Barn Owl's smarter than the rest of us.
I think he is, yes.
Yeah, I actually came to that, and it was really nice to see Bristle walk down the aisle, and you get really close.
Oh, yeah. You get, when we do indoor program, you get a little bit more intimate and up-close experience. And, of course, our winter programs are just like that, and they start in October, the third week of October for animal programming.
Okay. So the outdoor shows are still going. It'll still go through Labor Day. It's on Saturdays and Sundays from...
It's at 11 a.m. and noon. So make sure if you're coming, you get there a few minutes early so you can get a seat in the shade.
Okay. All right.
I mean, we have things going on every weekend.
What are the main exhibit right now?
I was going to get to that.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Right now, we have Discover Steampunk going on until September 1st. And so it's a really great exhibit to come see if you haven't seen it already. We have 20 machines that you can interact with.
It's a really cool exhibit. Yeah. It's all about the steampunk era, Victorian steampunk. It has these
really
cool.
So tell me about this. Tell me about steampunk. What's steampunk?
It was like a fad almost.
Is it like music?
Steampunk is like a whole genre of like, this is what you wear. So it's like, think of the inventors of the 1800s and all the things and machinery they had. So they actually have costumes of what people would wear for steampunk, and they have like these weird goggles and like aviator stuff.
So it's like, it spans fashion and literature and
science
fiction and fantasy. Mm-hmm.
It sounds great.
Really cool.
It's really fun. My six-year-old loved it because you get the science experiments are all like electricity related.
Yeah.
And there's some, if you hold hands with people and you touch this side and you go to this side, your electrons transfer and you light up this whole area. Like there's some really cool interactions.
Is it like an electric shock that goes around?
You don't get shocked. Nope. You're just a conductor.
You're a conductor.
And it has a lot of really cool old inventions like the sewing machine and some old cameras and some old nautical inventions. It's just really cool.
There's something for every age in there.
We used to have a little hand crank generator that you could, you could put onto something electric, and we used to have contests to see who could hold on to it longest as people would grind it up, you know. So probably not as much fun now as it was then. Probably wasn't as much fun then, but who knows. Okay, but that's... You know, that really does sound fascinating, and it's going to go through how long?
Until September 1st, so these are the last couple weeks, so if
you
haven't come
and
seen it, come and see it.
And if you're a member of Turtle Bay, if you're which you should be, which everybody should be, you can go down there. It's free. Just walk in and just have a great time.
Yeah. Okay. There's something else going on about the train. Are we still doing the train?
Oh, yes. I'm not sure if you guys have heard about it, but we have the Turtle Express. It's our newest train experience, and it runs Wednesday through Sunday.
And this is a riding train.
It's a ride-on train,
from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it goes across the Sundial Bridge and does a little arboretum and comes back, and it's just so great for kids and families to experience.
A lot of fun.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. How many people can ride on that? It's just a couple cars, isn't it?
There's five cars.
Oh, is there five cars?
I think
is that many?
Like 4 to 5 people in a car.
Okay, so you can put like 25, 30 people on it.
Yeah.
And you get a little poop.
And it's ADA accessible, too.
Yeah, the caboose, you can have a wheelchair accessibility there, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Like that.
It
just goes in a circle and comes back.
Yeah, it goes across the gorgeous Sundial Bridge, of course, one of our landmarks here in Reading. And then coming up.
It's one of the landmarks here in the United States.
I know. Fabulous.
It is.
And then coming up later, we have another exhibit opening. Of course, Steampunk closes again on Labor Day, but then we have sea monsters. It's all about the ancient sea monsters, like the mosasaurs that lived in the oceans.
These are real things
that
lived in the ocean and that people...
Yeah.
People would see, like, narwhals and come up with unicorns.
Unicorns, yeah. Narwhals are real, though.
Yeah, I know.
They're awesome.
No,
I love
they
narwhals.
Are, but they've got, and they've got a horn.
They do.
And then that's why, it kind of brought up things like, oh, they're thinking unicorns when they saw narwhals. But what about the mermaids?
Mermaids?
Yeah, I mean, there was something.
Mermaids came dugongs. From manateees and dugongs.
Yeah, I mean, but something out there triggered them, uh-huh. You know, triggered things like that.
Well, when
but,
we yeah. don't quite understand things, I mean, I don't like the ocean. There's a lot of scary things in the ocean. You can't see in the water. So, and over time, just like our Gila monster myths, we develop myths all about different animals. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But not, yeah, but the Gila monster, which we know can stand on its hind feet, it's got a cowl that it sticks out, and it can spit poison six feet, sometimes six feet, depending on the size, and they can continue to grow to be 30 feet long.
Yeah.
Okay, we all learned all of that was untrue today with our. So what's your favorite part, Catherine, of, what is your favorite part of Turtle Bay? I mean, I know one that you love at all, but is there one part that you kind of say, yeah, if I had just 1 hour today, I'd run over there?
That is a really great question. I think maybe the lorikeets. I just really love going and getting a feeding cup and going in there and just having them all mob you and get on your arms.
The feeling of love as they come over to you. Yeah. It's just love. They fight to get next to you.
Yeah.
You know what I like, the lorikeets. Yep.
They're great.
What about you?
My favorite part of Turtle Bay, if I had an hour, I don't know. I would sit and stare at the rattlesnakes. That's what I do on a regular basis.
At the rattlesnakes?
At the rattlesnakes. We have two. Their names are Precious and Danger Noodle.
Do they stare back?
Always.
Yeah, but do they know what they're doing?
They're sleeping a lot of the time.
A lot of times they're sleeping.
But okay. I love teaching people all about them. It's one of my favorite things when people are sitting at the rattlesnakes and I can stir up a conversation all about them and I can dispel some of the myths about the rattlesnakes.
I know. Well, you know, it used to be, and we got to end now. They used to take a rattlesnake and put it in like in a big jar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And on bars back in the West.
Yeah, they did.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
And then you pay $1 and you put your hand up against the jar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And if you could keep your hand against the jar when it struck, you won the money.
You won the money.
And not too many people were able to do that.
Oh, I wouldn't want that. That would hurt the snake.
Yeah.
That would hurt the snake.
Just a movie.
I know.
Well, maybe. Okay. Well, thank you so much, ladies, for joining me today, because there's so much going on down there. Tell us, how do you, okay, talk about joining Turtle Bay, becoming a member.
So there's a couple ways you can do it. You can go to our website at turtlebay.org/member, and it has all the different levels of membership. But you can also buy a membership right at the front desk in the museum.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a membership, and we love it.
And you know, memberships, they make really good gifts, too.
Great Christmas gifts.
Christmas.
And you get them at Christmas, and you get it for the whole year.
You get discounts. You get discounts on our behind the scenes.
That's right. And, well, and when it comes to the Festival of Lights, mm-hmm. and
the Lantern Show. Yep.
Yep, Glowing Wild.
Glowing Wild. You get a break on the price on that, too.
Yeah, and you also get a discount at the Mosaic Restaurant and the Branch House Restaurant.
Yeah, all these things. And it's how much is for a family membership? Now, this includes 2 adults and 4 children. I think it's like...
It's $120 right now for the family membership.
Yeah, okay.
And you can always look out. Sometimes we run deals for those, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the thing about it is it's maybe 2 adults and 4 kids. They don't have to be your 4 kids.
No, they don't. You can bring your
any 4 kids.
Yeah.
Right, until age 18. Yeah. And it's time for them to
mm-hmm. be on their own. Within a couple of visits, it pays for itself.
Absolutely, and you've got exhibits changing all the time.
And
this is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity.
One more event coming up, by the way. Walk for Wildlife is next weekend for members. It's a member event supporting the animals at Turtle Bay. So if you're a member, you can check out Walk for Wildlife.
Great. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you, ladies. I know you're on your way someplace else, and I always enjoy this when you're on talking and bringing in the Gila monster. Now, it's more. I gained a lot of info about what's your name?
Okay, well, I'm going to – Byetta's her name. It's actually – the Byetta is one of the medications they make from their venom.
You know, I had no idea about that. I may talk – you know, hey, using a Zempic and it's really working.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you could have saved all that money just by letting a Gila monster bite you.
Maybe not quite. I'm going to quiz you, though, next time. I'm going to see you at Caffeinate for a Cause, I bet, and I'm going to quiz you about her.
When's that going to be, Caffeinate for a Cause?
That's coming up in September.
In September 25th.
25th, yeah.
Okay, September 25th. Mm-hmm. Linda and I will be down doing a remote from the Dutch Bros right down the street here. And we always have a great time.
Oh, we love it.
Tyler Whitlow will be there with us.
We're so grateful for them for supporting Turtle Bay.
You bet. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. All right. We're running late, so we'll take a quick break here.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to
disagree? Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:38 in the morning here on the 12th of August. Says 70 degrees out there, and it's going to be hitting 105 today, so be prepared. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work injuries because of denials or other reasons, nefarious reasons, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Sometimes insurance companies drag their feet for whatever reasons, and it's and you've been injured at work. It's not just maybe an injury at work, but I mean, it's life-changing. You might not be able to do that same job. So, you know, you rate the retraining, you know, and new skills. Your employer wants you back to work. Your family wants you back to work. Well, if you're not being helped, then you need to give Patrick a call. Again, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, 530-262-2168. He understands the system, former law enforcement. He's a veteran, and he takes care of his clients. And he's a scrapper, too. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, GormanLaw.com, located in Palo Cedro. Okay. Hey, we were talking a little bit about it, but an 11-year-old girl got attacked on Sunday in Malibu by a mountain lion and was injured enough to keep her in the hospital overnight. It was supposed to have been released yesterday. The Fish and Wildlife went out and found the lion and euthanized it. And while wildlife officials say that though mountain lion attacks are rare, the home is located close to habitat for the big cats. And another girl, it's 5 years old, last year was attacked by one in Malibu, and then we had another one up here in North State. You know, friends, mountain lions are a protected species here in California. And there's getting to be more and more of them. And they have a range, you know, they have a wide range of their territory. So it's just, you know, we've had sightings here in Redding, people with cameras with them in their backyard, moving around, and they're coming down into rural areas or towns or along, you know, to homes out there. It's not unusual for people to see mountain lions. Just be aware of that. And then, and the same thing with bears. Even though you can still hunt bears, the number of bears being harvested every year has dropped like, what was it, 75-80% has dropped. So there's more and more bears. And now, of course, the gray wolves that have been reintroduced. And it's, you know, they have not attacked any people. However, it's just a matter of time since they have no fear of humans because there's nothing you can do to make them feel feared. Feel fear is, you know, they're going to just kind of come in closer and closer. So just be aware of that. Maybe you're out running along a trail out here, out along Swayze or something. You may see a lion. And if you do, it's probably not a good idea to charge them and thinking you're going to chase them away. So it just seems like there's a you're seeing more and more of these. Okay, what do we got here? The county elections office, there's talk about them moving to the former Joann Fabric site. And if you know where that is, over there in off of Hilltop, off of Dana Drive, 28,000 square foot building. There's talk about relocating our elections operation, and he's Clint Curtis is asking supervisors to okay his use of at least $2.6 million in jail expansion monies to get it done. Well, just my opinion here is the Sheriff Johnson also needs money to start his plan to take people off the street and get them back into society. And it seems like a very well thought out plan that he has. So I hope that the money that he needs to make this happen wouldn't be taken from that to expand the registrar's office open to make it bigger. Yeah, Curtis did say that relocating the county election operations from Market Street to the former retail building will provide Shasta County with the ability to hold elections that every citizen can trust because every citizen can actually count every ballot themselves with over 3 dozen cameras to live stream the process. Clint's deputy will be on our show here, I believe next week, or in a couple weeks. The newly appointed deputy registrar is going to be on our show, and we'll talk about this, among other things. Probably have Clint on, too. So time to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about a huge marijuana haul they made, Shasta County Sheriff's Office, and the problem the Civic Auditorium is having, and needs, does it really need a bailout? That and a couple other things, and we'll be right back.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Well, it's all right. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and about 7:48 in the morning here on the 12th. It's Tuesday. Meh. It's a meh day.
I agree.
Hey, what I was just talking about, the Red Star voters asking to $2.6 million to go to Joanne's Fabric to move over there, is being presented this morning to the Board of Supervisors, and we'll see if they vote on that or they want to do a little more studying on it. 12,000 illegal marijuana plants taken by the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. 12,000 marijuana plants. During a 5-day operation conducted by the Shasta County Sheriff's Office Marijuana Eradication Team, which is MET as opposed to MEH. Together with several state and local agencies and targeted large-scale illegal marijuana grows. 23 search warrants served on 29 parcels, 12,000, almost 13,000 marijuana plants, 1,900 pounds of processed marijuana, 13 firearms, and $50,000 in cash were discovered. So, it's not just the fact they grow it. It's the what it does to the environment and the area around it, and people are not feeling safe. A lot of times, when you're out walking through the, you know, all of a sudden you run into a grove. If you're out in the middle of the forest, national forest, and you run into a marijuana grove, it's probably not a good idea to stay there.
Yeah.
Or collect a few buds. Probably not a good idea.
Before I moved out here, my aunt and uncle lived up in Whitmore, and, we used to always go out and, you know, take their four wheelers out and go out like miles behind their house. And I remember one year we went out and we were gone probably, you know, we drove for like an hour and we came up to this lake and these guys rolled up on in a Hummer and they had, you know, head guns and they were like, oh, you're not supposed to be around here. And they had a big grill going on, you know, up there. So we went around and went out, but you know, there was no signs that said, you know, private property or nothing. So.
No, it probably wasn't private property.
Hey, I don't think it was either. But they were on it though. They just came up out of nowhere and they're like, oh, you're not supposed to be here. I'm like, okay.
Did they threaten you? Or they didn't have to, they had guns.
They didn't really have to threaten us, you know, it was kinda just more of a a little bit more nicer than I thought they were gonna be. So
hey, you can't be here, this is private property, blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Reading City Council is going to discuss how to address the future of the money-losing Civic Auditorium after the general manager of the aging entertainment facility, this is in Record Searchlight, by the way, told council members the 55-year-old venue needs help. Julie Dyer, the general manager of Advance Reading, said during a special meeting of the council, the city-owned center needs a stopgap to help to get us to whatever the next conversation is going to be. Now, they're going to discuss this on August 19th. And on August 4th, a special meeting before the council, Dyer requested that the city release some or all of the money it gained from the sale of the land in 2014 to the McConnell Foundation, which then led to the development of the Sheraton Hotel. About $675,000 from that sale is now being held in equipment replacement account. And Dyer said they were asking the city to reimagine its relationship with the Civic and help us build a framework for the future. They want to restructure the terms of its 10-year lease. Now, Advance Reading was set up by Bethel Church to take over to run the Civic. And the city at that time had been losing $1 million a year on the Civic. And Advance Reading came in, they put a lot of money into it, and they've been running a lot of events. However, it's not enough to keep up. They had the ministry school year, you know, there, so they paid, you know, rent, Bethel paid rent and all that. But then that ended as of 2024. So that has changed. And that took probably a great deal of the funds away. So the reality is it's just tough to do because these things are expensive and they're often empty. You don't have a show every night. So what do you do? City belt venues like Reading Civic are both an economic engine and a community heartbeat. And with the Reading Civic, some of the things that are being held there, of course, is the bridal show, State of the City luncheons, Cool April Nights, Freedom Festival, and many, rock concerts and individuals and coming through there. So, is it time to bail out, the Civic? Or the people that have got the lease can just say, hey, we're just losing money on it and we're gonna cancel the lease. And then what does the city do then? Do we go back to running it ourselves? Which when I first moved here, 18 years ago. City was doing that, but they were losing, like I said, $1 million a year. And when this thing came out, to, you know, give it to a third party to, you know, to run. And, you know, there's a couple different agents, a couple different groups that put in for it in Advanced Reading, which was set up by Bethel, won the, request for, you know, the proposal, won that, and have been running it ever since. And it's been, gosh, since what, 2009 or 10, maybe even earlier than that. They've had one 10-year lease and now they're on their second one. But the thing about it is, do we just, if they walk away, which if they can't keep it, if they can't keep losing money on it and they don't get money, from the city to prop it up, are they going to walk away from it? And if that happens, do you shut down the Civic or does the city take that on? Now, the one thing about that 1% sales tax that's coming up is that a percentage of that is going to go to take care of the riverfront areas down there, the Civic and the rodeo grounds, which is part of that 1 cent sales tax. So we wouldn't have that problem then. You could have the Civic could be rehabbed and put all the things in there they need to do to keep it running. So something else just to think about. Do you know who Jimmy Kimmel is?
Talk show host?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel is, you know, as we know, Colbert and The Late Show was canceled. And, of course, you know, if people on one political persuasion were saying, oh, my gosh, it's censorship. Other people looking at it says, how many years in a row can you lose $40 million on a show? And that show was taken, had 200 employees, and it was costing $100 million a year to produce, and it was losing $40 million. So at some point... you got to say, okay, we're going to cut the production back to 100 people or 50 people, and Kimmel, you're not going to be making $20 million. Not Kimmel, but Colbert. You can only make $20 million this year and not $40 million or whatever he was making half. So instead they canceled it, it'll be gone next April. Well, everybody said, oh my gosh, they canceled him. Oh, no, you know, it's Trump. Well, then you start looking at the other shows. Now, it is obvious that Fallon, Kimmel, and Colbert would just have people of one political persuasion on. That's all. And you can't irritate half the country, because that's what we're talking about. You can't just cut out half of your audience because this is the way you feel, that you have to, you know, you have to be the political, you know, spokesman for a party. You can't do that. I mean, you lose your advertisers, you lose audience, all of that stuff. So then the next question is, well, what about Kimmel and Fallon? You know, Fallon's not as bad as Kimmel is. But Kimmel has just said that, just confirmed he obtained his Italian citizenship, his grandmother was Italian, so he was able to get an Italian citizenship in case he needs to escape the United States and Donald Trump. I frankly think, gosh, Jimmy, why don't you do that? You've made millions here, you know, through your own labor, and you've earned that money. I'll just say you probably earned it. And if you don't think that you should be living here, you should live in another country like Italy. Renounce your citizenship. Give up your United States citizenship then if you move to Italy, which, of course, they won't do because, you know, if you're wealthy or well-to-do, you can do these things. You can get another citizenship or you can move to another country, you know, Rosie O'Donnell to Ireland and Ellen DeGeneres to England. Okay, but what have they taken? What have they taken that is irreplaceable in from our country? Nothing. Nothing. Will there even be a ripple? No. But see, it won't be enough. It'll be like Rosie O'Donnell keep coming back to the United States and speaking. You know, those things. Ellen DeGeneres, not so much. I haven't heard so much about her. But, so leave. And don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out. Okay. When we come back, we've got Shasta Regional Medical Center is waiting to come on, and we're going to find out the latest about what's happening there. And so we'll be right back after the news.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street is liking this. Consumer prices rose less than expected last month, rising 2.7% compared to a year ago. It's easing fears over the potential impact of President Trump's tariffs. The president vowing to make D.C. safe again.
I'm announcing a historic action to rescue our nation's capital from crime, bloodshed, bedlam, and squalor.
Mr. Trump calling out the National Guard. He's also federalizing the D.C. police force. City officials object. They claim that violent crime has declined significantly in the district over the past few years. Protesters turned out not far from where they were marching and shouting in the street. There was another fatal shooting. Suspect in custody following a shooting outside a Target store in Austin, Texas.
We have three people that are deceased. This is a very sad day for Austin. It's a very sad day for us all.
Austin Police Chief Lisa Davis, heard there on KBUE-TV, says the suspect is a 32-year-old male with a mental health history. President Trump describing his upcoming summit with Russia's Vladimir Putin as a feel-out meeting.
When he sits down with Putin on Friday, the president predicts he'll know the outcome right away.
Probably in the first 2 minutes, I'll know exactly whether or not a deal can be made.
And he says the meeting in Alaska could go one of two ways.
I may say, lots of luck, keep fighting, or I may say we can make a deal.
The president says both Russia and Ukraine will have to give up land in order to end the war. Greg Clugston, the White House.
And Wall Street is well pleased with today's report on consumer prices. The Dow is up 460 points, a gain of just over 1%. The Nasdaq ahead 149, and the S&P is up 46 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6745. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6745. That's 800-575-6745. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
South Korean intel officials estimate more than 50,000 North Korean laborers have been shipped off to Russia, working in slave-like conditions, primarily at construction sites. BBC's Jean McKenzie is in Seoul.
We've spoken to six North Koreans who've managed to escape. They all described being confined to their construction sites, where they worked 18 hours a day for little or no pay, because their earnings were sent to fund the North Korean regime. Here's one of the workers. We voiced his words to protect him.
We were treated like animals. The other workers used to say, we were just slaves for Kim Jong-un. They used to taunt us. You're not men, just machines that can speak.
Russia faces an acute manpower shortage fueled by its ongoing war in Ukraine. Since the outbreak of the war, the Russia-North Korean alliance has grown stronger. The North also supplies soldiers to fight with Russia in Ukraine. News and analysis at townhall.com. Remember that distinctive sound of dial-up internet? Some people still hear that sound, but not for much longer.
While perhaps a dinosaur by today's digital standards, dial-up is still around. But AOL says it's officially pulling the plug for its service on September 30th, with AOL noting in a brief update that it routinely evaluates its offerings and had decided to discontinue dial-up on AOL plans and associated software. AOL, formerly America Online, introduced many households to the internet for the first time when it launched dial-up just decades ago, rising to prominence particularly in the 90s and early 2000s. Keith Peters, Washington.
Ford says it's going to invest almost $2 billion to retool a Kentucky plant to produce electric vehicles. The automaker says the goal is to produce EVs that are more affordable, profitable to make, and outcompete rivals. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's the 12th of August, 8:05 in the morning in the news. The top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Ben's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
You didn't want to come out and hold the Gila monster that was here in the last hour.
Gila's pretty cool, though.
They are pretty cool, aren't they? Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, it's not like they can strike like a snake or anything. If they're going to get you with venom, and they are venomous lizards, they've got to get... you've got to get like a piece of your body, you know, like your hand or something like that, into its mouth and then chew on it.
Yeah.
And that's the only way the venom can go out. It's kind of like a sea snake. Sea snake has to get its victim. And then, it, you know, after it hangs on to it, and it then it kind of the venom comes in from in the, not the front fangs, but in the back.
Yeah.
So they chew on it. So, but she did say it was painful.
Yeah.
Experience in childbirth.
I'm sure they are.
Well, we, you know, mention, they should give it to us so we can experience a pain like childbirth. So women can't just say, you don't know what pain is. Anyway. Okay, National Day today is?
National Vinyl Record Day.
Vinyl Record Day. Man, that is so cool. Anything else?
No.
No. No. Well, it's Tuesday. It's meh day.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, the temperatures today are going to be 105 degrees with a low around 72 tonight, my friends. However, it does calm down tomorrow to about 99, and Thursday, high around 101. Friday, around 100, and Saturday it starts cooling down to 97, Sunday 93, and Monday 94. So it's still going to be hot out there, my friends. Hydrate, don't leave anything in the back of your car. You know, my truck now, if I open up the back door of my truck, and I put something in the back, when I turn off the truck, this little sign comes across on the display that says, check your back seat. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Huh. I've never seen that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, if, you know, it could be anything. I'd throw anything back there, but, you know, I have Buford in the back. It's always nice to know. It's hard to leave Buford, but he does. He just lays there and he's quiet. So I've walked out, I've left him before and gotten all the way to the door and remembered I got, you know, Buford. So anyway. The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business out of Anderson. I've been 30 years in the business, and in fact, the third generation of the Kenny family is now involved in running the business. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They just treat their customers very, very well. Locally run, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Center and Dr. Chandra. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you, Carl?
Fine. Now, you are a gastroenterologist? Did I even pronounce that right?
Gastroenterologist.
Okay, okay. So what is a gastroenterologist?
Gastroenterologist is a specialist who takes care of the gastrointestinal tract, the entire gastrointestinal tract from the mouth all the way down. From both ends.
Okay. No, I mean, sometimes, and I didn't know if it was like it starts where it goes into the stomach or not, but you're starting from right at the...
Right. Yeah. Liver diseases and pancreatic diseases.
Okay.
So it's called hepatobiliary pancreatic diseases. So that is the definition of a gastroenterologist. It is a special subspecialty training after 3 years of internal medicine for another 3 years of gastroenterology fellowship training before you go out on the field and start practicing gastroenterology.
Okay. So you've gotten 4 years of college, three years of medical school, and no, it's more.
Yeah.
More. Okay, 4 years of medical, but then you've got your residency in there someplace, and then you've got your subspecialty and specialty. How many years of school?
Wow, it's a long, protracted training. Medical field is
yeah.
that way. After college, it is 5 years of medical school.
Okay.
And I did a residency in pediatrics first.
Okay.
3 full years. Then I actually worked in pediatric hematology oncology for good 2.5 years. And then switched over to internal medicine, and then went on to do gastroenterology. So mine is more protracted than it should be, because the reasons that I had to immigrate from India to the U.S. I did my medical school training in India, and then the first residency in India, and work in pediatric hematology oncology also in India, while awaiting to come to the United States. And when I came here, I switched over to internal medicine and then went on to do gastroenterology. So if you want to count the years, it's like 5.5 medical education, 5.5 plus 3 plus another 3 plus another 3. So 9 plus 5, like 15 years in my situation. It could be less by about 3 or 4 years.
But it's... It's really it's such a, not a price, that's not the word I'm looking for, but such a dedication to do something like this. And then, what switched you to gastroenterology when you were doing other things? What was that, it must have held your interest enough to get into it?
Yes. I switched primarily from pediatrics to internal medicine. Internal medicine is adult medicine, the primary care doctors, who address all the problems, heart, lungs, GI, central nervous system.
Yeah.
That's primary doctors.
Your primary care people.
Primary care doctors.
That you come to see.
Right.
Yeah.
So I switched from pediatrics to internal medicine in America because I thought, and I was told, I was very young and naive, and I was told that there is more demand and challenge in internal medicine in the U.S. compared to pediatrics. Because pediatric population is lesser here compared to India, and kids are very healthy compared to over there. So my well-wishers, my family, my friends who have been here before, they said that... internal medicine would be a better choice. I resented that for a while because I had fallen in love with pediatrics and it had become part of me, again, with lots of dedication and stuff. But I'm very grateful for that advice that they gave looking back. And it's very true that internal medicine has more need and more openings and more challenges. Subsequently, when I was looking for subspecialty training, I was looking to become a cardiologist to begin with, but the home situation did not allow me. I had an infant at that time, Uh-huh. I had my second child during the third year of my residency. I'll tell you, residencies and pregnancies do not match.
I was going to say, residencies are pretty busy and all that.
Yeah.
So, and, well, you're having kids in them.
in addition to that, yes. So if I have to do it all over again, I probably won't. Like I said, residencies and pregnancies do not match. So cardiology those days, and I think even now, used to be in-house on call during training. You go out and don't come back for 48, 36 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving the infant behind was a problem. And then, whereas gastroenterology fellowship was taking calls primarily on beepers, so I could stay home and go whenever called. So that was the main reason, not main reason, kind of situation I was in. And I also like hands-on. That's the reason I wanted to go to a subspecialty where there are procedures, and with the procedures make a difference.
Okay.
Instant difference in patients. And I thought gastroenterology was the best procedure, best subspecialty for achieving that gratification.
Something that you could do and it would have immediate results.
Immediate results.
Okay.
And many times, life endangered, if not threatened, conditions can be taken care of immediately with the endoscopic skills that we have. Especially when patients come in with massive GI gastrointestinal bleeding, and we go there and, you know, take care of the bleeding spot and, with the means that we have, and, there's instant cure. And, so it's a very gratifying experience. So I'm very, very happy to be a gastroenterologist.
Well, it sounds, I can understand the gratification that, you know, somebody comes in and you just fix it. Just fix it right then.
Mm-hmm.
Or prevent it for the future. Or fix it so he doesn't have a problem, they don't have a problem in the future. And that must be very gratifying.
Very, very gratifying.
Yeah, I'm here
to make a difference. That's what you're here for, right? As a doctor.
Well, you have for everybody is to make a difference.
Make a difference in people's lives.
There you go. Yeah, I like it. Hey, I'm here with Dr. Chandra from Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They have been in business over 30 years, started by Leonard. He then sold it, a decade ago to Rebecca and Henry, but Leonard still shows up there to keep his hand in. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers, they've got it all there, plus a huge selection of jewelry at very fair prices. The only place that Linda likes to shop is Four Winds Jewelry. And she is very discerning when it comes to jewelry. They've been voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row, and there's a reason for it. That's Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Dr. Chandra.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is, all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on contractor duty today. It's 8:21 in the morning, and it's going to be hitting about 105 today, so be prepared. Hey, there's going to be a dove warm-up put on by the Shasta County Cattlemen and Reading Gun Club. We go out there and warm up the shotguns August the 24th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. They got prizes, gun raffles, raffle prizes, shooting, games, all these kind of things out there. And, lunch is provided. And again, it's, to raise money by the Shasta County Cattlemen's Association and Reading Gun Club. And you can get tickets by going to the Shasta County Cattlemen's Association website, or you can go to NFI.com and northernfirearmsinstruction.com and get your tickets that way too. It's going to be a good time and a good way to warm up for dove season. And my guest today from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Chandra, who is a gastrointestinologist. And we've been talking about how she got into this, and it's fascinating. And then she's really, even though that, you're leaning one way or the other, it was that you got into the GI.
Correct.
World, and you're really happy you did that because you can make instant, results.
Extremely happy. Never regretted being a gastroenterologist.
Now, okay, and you're going to be hearing dings, and you may even hear rings. It's because she's on call a lot, and but it's okay because she's handling that. She's obviously you can multitask. When you went through your residency and had your second child. And when I talk to residents, they are so busy all the time, and you were doing that and taking care of a baby. That must.
Women, I had help at home. Yeah, my mother was with me. So yeah,
women are tough. Shasta Regional has a GI department.
Correct.
But it's a very, as you said, expeditious.
Yes.
And could you explain that to people?
Yes. The service, the main goal is to provide very expeditious, timely service, which this community is in a great need of. So when the referrals come, I review those referrals personally myself the same day and give instructions to my staff, either to arrange or schedule a consultation in my office or schedule the necessary procedure, and usually within a week we make the appointments. If the referral comes on Monday, I would like for all of them to be cared for the appropriate treatment needed by Friday. And we have already started doing that since we started this program on August 1st. That is my first goal with this program that we have started new in Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Okay, now, it's, as most people know, trying to see a specialist in Reading can be, not that we don't have them and not that they're not good, but they are backed up. Sometimes 6 weeks, 2 months, mm-hmm. they're backed up.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is at Shasta Regional, if you've got a GI problem, you can be seen in a week?
In a week.
Okay.
Yes.
Now.
And I tell my staff, medical practice is not like grocery store or a bank. We say, office hours 8 to 4, but we can't close the door at 4:05 if a patient shows up.
Uh-huh.
So we have to reopen the door and see the patient. So I am starting to tell my staff that we have to be open to that. And especially if it's an urgent situation, we can't say we are closed, we can't see the patient. So having said that, that's my goal, again, to provide expeditious care within a week of the receiving of the referral from the primary doctors.
Now, I'm really happy to hear that. You know, so people with GI problems, it's, you know, they're very uncomfortable, and sometimes it's very life-threatening that they can get in and see somebody within a week, and sometimes even sooner, probably, depending on what the symptoms are.
Look, Carl, in medicine, in any field, there are two important points. Number one is prevention, and if we have failed in prevention, early detection.
Mm-hmm.
Prevention and early detection are the key for staying healthy and giving meaningful and effective treatment. The purpose is prevention and early detection. And early detection will lead us to do appropriate early interventions so that the disease will not progress and the disease will get cured before it becomes more difficult to treat and eradicate.
So people should be checking themselves. If,
correct.
If they've got symptoms, and I'm trying to think. You know, we talk about colorectal cancer.
Mm-hmm.
About getting a colonoscopy.
Correct.
And that sometimes it's. So we're talking about if somebody needs a colonoscopy, they can come to Shasta Regional.
Yes.
Also.
Mm-hmm.
And get one scheduled quickly.
Quickly. Yes.
Okay. Not have to wait a month or.
No, not a month at all.
Okay.
It's much longer right now, actually, in the community.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have had to work in cases and, additional cases called work in. You know, the schedule is full, can't do, things like that. And if patients are worked in, they can't be, I can't tell you how thankful they are.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and
I mean,
number of times I've got this, oh, thank you for getting me in so quickly. I've been waiting for this. And, you know, because this timely help is not available, patients end up going to the emergency department because they get sick. It's an ordeal to go to the emergency department and get the care that you have to get the care, and it can be a simple outpatient procedure. So in order to avoid that, my goal is really to provide immediate intervention, immediate care.
Because when you catch it early, you can
do a lot
cure
more.
It sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, others, you can sure alleviate a lot of the pain and,
correct.
And suffering.
Correct. If it is advanced, it's difficult to cure, difficult even
yeah.
the modalities of treatment are limited.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk about colorectal cancer in young people.
Mm-hmm.
I've been reading headlines, and I'd like to get your opinion on this thing.
Very good topic and very important topic.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, has been established since 1960, been in the same location since 1967, and I've been going there since 2007. It's a great barbershop. I've never had a bad haircut. I can make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478, which I do. Go down and get my hair cut, and I can either hang around and catch up on National Geographic or what's happening in town, or get going from right there. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It is a barbershop. You're not going to be sorry. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Dr. Chandra.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. Hey, Redding, say big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Botlin. It's with contractors today. She'll be here tomorrow, though, because I won't. I'll be heading up to the mountains with 50 of my closest friends for a horseback ride up in the Warners. So Linda's got it the rest of the week, and y'all can get a break from me for a few days. But I'm here with a guest I'm really glad is with us today is Dr. Chandra, a gastrointestinologist from Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, you know, they just opened up their new GI department there at Shasta Regional. And what Dr. Chandra said is that they see their patients within a week. That's your goal, is when somebody comes in that, you know, here's what the hours are, but if we got somebody that needs to come in here, those hours can be arranged, rearranged. Mm-hmm. The idea being is to provide one's is relief to people, but also is to identify and early on, and then do some prevention or do some alleviation of all of that. And if I captured all of this right.
Yes, you did.
And now, one of the things I've been reading about, you know, and just it says, I've seen it in two or three different articles, is that young people are having higher incidence of colon cancer.
Yes, that's a very, very astute observation that you have made, and a lot of it is true. younger people are afflicted with colon cancer with new diagnoses much more than before. You know, colon cancer used to be an elderly people disease, essentially. So there are a couple of reasons for that, and one is the awareness of this colon cancer screening and wellness awareness and incorporation of health maintenance for colon cancer screening, including blood in the stool and also following it up with other tests and colonoscopy, the screening procedures that have been put in place by the American Gastroenterology Association, American College of Gastroenterology, American Society of Gastrointestinal Endoscopy together, and the awareness becoming more and more amongst the primary care physicians, and they starting this screening processes and referring patients to us for colonoscopy. And we going in there and removing these polyps, especially the adenomatous polyps, which are a precursor for colon cancer. Basically, adenoma carcinoma sequence is a scientific fact. It's not a myth. And colon cancers do not start out as cancers. They start out as this benign tumor called adenoma, and becomes adenocarcinoma over a period of time. So what this colon cancer screening is, it's a preventive measure. So
is that a polyp we're talking
that's
about?
That's a polyp. Uh-huh.
Okay, so when it's the polyp, that's the beginning sign.
That is the beginning sign. And it's especially it has to be an adenoma. There are different types of polyps. Mm-hmm. We look under a microscope and decide what type of polyp it is. And if it is an adenomatous polyp, that's the one that becomes cancerous. So when we do colonoscopies, we take these polyps out, and because the awareness has become more and more, I believe that older people, the prevalence or incidence, rather, of new cases of colon cancer has somewhat plummeted in older people, and the new incidence of colon cancer in younger people has skyrocketed. And I suspect that the without any specific risk factors for colon cancer, young people getting affected with colon cancer, I blame it on environmental factors, lifestyles, dietary modifications, and, you know, diet, basically excessively processed foods available and consumption of those type of products. And I think they're all contributory for young people getting affected with colon cancer at a younger age. So much so, when this observation and a change in the epidemiology was noted, these societies changed the screening ages. Mm-hmm. It used to be first colonoscopy at age 50,
yeah,
and if all normal, mm-hmm, every 10 years until 80 years of age. Now they have... Actually, we lobbied with these societies to push it back to 10, like start at 40 years of age.
Right.
And anyway, after much lobbying, it's decided to be started, and recommendation now is at the middle ground. So the screening age starts now at 45. And since the older people are getting less and less of that, the closing time is 75 years of age. So we stopped doing screening colonoscopies at 75, not because people who are 75 years of old are not important, they're not precious, they're very, very precious, very delicate.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, human, yeah, yeah, definitely. It's not because of that. The reason is that the tumor doubling time is very long, almost like 530 or 560 days. For in other words, a 1 millimeter polyp to become a 2 millimeter polyp is that much time. And this polyp becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, and then eventually becomes cancerous. So it has to attain a certain size for it to become cancerous. So it takes such a long time. So for a 1 millimeter...
Are we talking 5 years, 10 years?
5 years, 10 years, maybe. That's why normal colonoscopies are spread out every 10 years,
yeah,
right? So there's no point in doing anything anytime sooner. So after 75 years of age, even if it's normal until 75, for a person to develop a polyp and eventually become cancer, it takes a long time. So that's the reason we don't want to put them through. But then special cases, we have to make exceptions. If there's a patient in very good health, so-called, quote-unquote, a good 80, good 85, with no heart and lung conditions, no cardiorespiratory problems, and if that patient had lots of polyps, then we do this, we still continue the surveillance. But generally, after 75, we don't recommend colonoscopies.
Well, they don't do the prostate test for, I think, if you're over 70.
Correct.
They don't do that test.
Yeah.
Because it's such a slow-growing cancer.
Correct. It's a very indolent cancer.
Yeah. That even if you get it, it's going to be another 20, 30 years before,
yeah,
it, you know, before,
yeah,
it kill you.
Yeah. I have to say that by far, colon cancer is the only preventable cancer. Possibly cervical cancer if you do a pap smear and then,
right,
you know, intervene early stages. But colon cancer is one of probably the only major preventable cancer. You know, it's not early detection and treatment, Carl. It is even one step before that. You are preventing it from not even getting it by essentially nipping off all these polyps when you go there, and you're not even allowing a chance for it to become bigger and become cancerous.
And this is where I don't, you know, I find it hard to understand when I see somebody that dies from colon cancer, and mm-hmm, it's usually a celebrity, mm-hmm, because most people you never hear about it, but it's usually a celebrity that died of colon cancer. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, just what you said, you know, we had Dr. Danuk on, you know, we've publicized colonoscopies and all this, that is simple, that simple. And I don't know why people are scared to do this or hesitate to even do this. I mean, this can save your life.
Yeah.
And it's really not that bad a thing.
It's not that bad at all. The procedure is really not that bad. You don't even feel anything. It's like less than half of a long procedure. Your patients are, you know, you are very well sedated. You won't even feel anything. It is the prep the day before, which is difficult, very difficult. It is one long day's prep, and elderly people can't afford, you know, more sophisticated, more reasonable preps, and they have to drink a whole gallon of liquid to cleanse themselves out, and it is the prep that's a problem. But colonoscopy itself is really not bad at all. People don't even know it's being done.
No, you wake up and it's like taking a great nap.
It is. If not a life saving, it's like cancer saving procedure. It really is.
So, but now we're seeing this in younger people, mm-hmm, and that's why they dropped the age for it. And I totally understand environmental diet.
Stressful times too.
Get stressful.
Carl, you know, I believe that. It is definitely written in the literature. Stressful times, tumor immunity becomes very weak. There's a thing called tumor immunity. It is less not immunity for infectious diseases, right? And so that tumor immunity almost dies when you're stressful. Everything dies when you're stressful. So stress management is very important too. Young adults, lack of life experience, don't know how to manage stress. You know, I can relate that with my own children. And stressful situations, environmental toxins and factors, and diet. So a healthy lifestyle is very important.
So what should somebody have for sure in their diet all the time?
Well, you need to avoid certain foods. You know, fruits and vegetables, very good. Excessive red meat is not good. Essentially, exercise, smoking, all of these can increase the risk for colon cancer. The other main risk factors for colon cancer are strong family history in first-degree relatives. First-degree relatives defined as a father or a mother or a sibling or a child even. So these are the first-degree relatives. If one of those have had colon cancer, you are at fourfold higher risk for getting colon cancer. So those, the recommendations for starting colonoscopy screening is different in those patients. And we can discuss, I usually discuss that with patients when they come to see me.
So if your father, mother, sibling has colon cancer, that puts you into a much higher range.
Much higher range, especially if your relative has had colon cancer at a younger age compared to having had it 80 or 90 years of age. But if they've had colon cancer below 50 or 60 years of age, then you are at a higher risk for getting colon cancer. Your screening age should also be recommended and adjusted according to that.
Okay. We're here with Dr. Chandra, who is a gastroenterologist. They've opened up a new division over a new department over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, strictly for GI. And with her and her staff, you can be seen very quickly, and she's trying to get everybody seen within a week of coming into her department, which is, if you look around and trying to find a colonoscopy or other GI doctors in town who are very good, but they're very, very busy. And so Shasta Regional opening this up, again, to provide more care for our people in our area. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stiefel Nicholas,
I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino in downtown Redding here. Welcome back to the show. It's on the 12th of August here, of course, and 8:50 in the morning. Tomorrow, the Chamber of Commerce is going to roll in here and Linda will be with them. Along with another couple special guests will be in, and Linda will have a guest host along, or co-host with her, tomorrow, and Thursday, Simpson University, and then Friday, we've got the Economic Development Corporation and more rolling in. But today, I'm having a great time here with Dr. Chandra.
Thank you, Paul.
I've known you for several years, but this is kind of the first time we've had a one-on-one here in the station. And she's a gastrointestinologist, and we went through her background and how she got here, and it's not easy becoming a specialist. I mean, maybe easy is not the right word, but it's a journey that it takes through medical school and residencies and specialty training and all that. And now has Shasta Regional Medical Center with Dr. Chandra has opened up a gastrointestinal department here at the hospital. And her goal is to see her patients from the time they, you know, come in to, you know, when they need to be seen, and do it in a week time, as soon as possible to see them. And other GI specialists in town, and we don't have a lot of them, sometimes it takes weeks and sometimes months, and including things like colonoscopies and other things. Well, Shasta Regional is seeing their people in a week. So it's something to know and something for you to think about if you've got a problem there. Now, you said you had a story. Oh, okay. Oh, that was another time. Okay. Okay, so in the GI, in your department there, now how many people do you have working in this? And what are the services you offer over there?
Well, I have an office where I have a receptionist, I have a medical assistant, and a scheduler.
Uh-huh.
So that's my office staff. I have three people in the office. And in the hospital where I do procedures in the operating room, we have an anesthesiologist who manages all the sedation for the procedure. I have a nurse, and I have a technician helping me in the procedure room. But there are nurses who are involved in getting the patient ready, starting the IV, getting all the questionnaire, signing out all the consents, and other paperwork that's called pre-procedure evaluations. And then after the procedure, for recovery, there is a nurse who makes sure the patient wakes up in a proper fashion, and she gives the results, and she gives the discharge instructions, and follow-up appointments with me after the procedures. So the whole thing, when you come for the procedure, takes about a couple of hours. Get you in maybe 45 minutes ahead of time to do all the paperwork and get the IV and things like that. And then procedure time is about a half hour and another half an hour. So that's the kind of staff I have. I have plenty of help, especially in the hospital. Now we have merged the GI department with the operating room. So everybody does everything over there. and there's no problem staffing.
Well, so what kind of things do you see, I mean, that you'll be treating over there in the GI department?
Oh, everything involving the esophageal problems, you know, gastroesophageal reflux disease, esophageal cancers, peptic ulcer disease.
Reflux, and I've heard that. I don't know. I've heard that a couple of times lately from people, too. What is that?
It's called gastroesophageal reflux disease.
Uh-huh.
And the shorter version of that is GERD. Everybody talks about GERD, right?
Okay.
Some people refer to that as GERD. Some people refer to that as reflux. Basically, what it does is the gastric juice, which is very high in acid, hydrochloric acid, regurgitates or refluxes into the esophagus. Esophagus is not designed to tolerate the acid, unlike the stomach lining, and even the, for that matter, even the intestinal lining is not willing to, is not designed by nature to tolerate the acid secretions. So when this acid regurgitates, it causes what's called esophagitis, or collectively called gastroesophageal reflux disease. This is called collectively gastroesophageal reflux disease because not everybody needs to have one particular consequence of this. One is, you know, they may be simply symptomatic with, you know, heartburn and regurgitation of sour, bitter-tasting fluid in your mouth, what's called water brash, a sudden gush of fluid coming back in. Sometimes people even have trouble swallowing, difficulty in swallowing solids, liquids, pills. And chronic acid reflux, if untreated and or improperly treated, can cause esophagitis, esophageal ulcers, which is all inflammation and break of lining. And with healing and scar tissue, they can develop what's called stricture. And a stricture is narrowing or a rigid, non-pliable conversion of this very pliable muscular tube, so to say, the esophagus. So that can happen. And also chronically neglected gastroesophageal reflux can cause and predispose to esophageal cancer. And that needs to be kept in mind. And it needs to be addressed properly and treated properly and prevent this acid reflux irritating the esophageal lining. So much so, Carl, people think it is silly to go to the doctor for acid reflux because there are so many remedies available. Home remedies, over-the-counter remedies. Home remedies is bicarb, you know, baking soda.
Yeah.
And it gives instant relief because it's alkali and the acid neutralizes the alkali. It's the band-aid treatment. That doesn't prevent acid secretion in the stomach. You have to curb the acid secretion in the stomach for the reflux not to happen. So for that, there are some over-the-counter medications and acids to begin with, hydrogen receptor antagonists or H2 blockers like Pepcid, AC, things like that. And now even the proton pump inhibitors called Prilosec have become over-the-counter. And people take that, you know, on their own. And so they self-treat, but then sometimes it's not adequate, so they come to us. So it has to be treated adequately because of these complications that one can develop with gastroesophageal reflux disease.
Okay. Now, we've got like, 2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know, to go over all the gastrointestinal
I
will need multiple sessions with you, but we can address only so much.
but what the big thing we need to get out is that there's a lot of people with GI problems.
Right.
And that Shasta Regional and Dr. Chandra is here to be able to see those problems.
Right.
And get people seen and helped away.
So basically, due to constraints of time, I'll quickly run through what are all the problems that I can take care of for the community over here. Like I said, all esophageal problems, anything pertaining to the stomach, any symptoms involving the stomach, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, weight loss, change in appetite, things like that, liver diseases, both alcoholic and non-alcoholic, pancreatic diseases, colon cancer problem, especially the other condition that I would really focus on is inflammatory bowel disease, which needs a lot of treatment, a lot of follow-ups, a lot of hand-holding, a lot of monitoring of medications and laboratory tests called ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. Very difficult condition to deal with for patients. My heart goes out to those people who get this condition, and it especially early teens and, late teens and early 20s are the people who develop that, young people develop that. It's a lifelong condition, which needs a lot of tender care.
This is something maybe you can come back again and we can talk about that one, because that one sounds like it could be we could spend
some time on that.
Yeah, some time.
Collectively, it's called inflammatory bowel disease, IBD. Right. For short, and treatment is complex for that, and the condition itself is very complex. That's why treatment is very complex.
What are the symptoms for that?
Oh, they have bloody diarrhea, abdominal cramping, they feel really sick, a lot of rectal symptoms, they can't even sit on a chair, that's how bad it is.
Wow.
And many times when I'm doing colonoscopies in them, Carl, it hurts to look at it for me. How are these people enduring that?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it hurts for me to look at it. So that being the case, how are these people enduring it? So that needs a lot of attention. It's a difficult condition.
What we'll do is we'll have you come back.
Yeah.
And talk about that one specifically, because I've read about that all. Now, how do people get a hold of the GI department? Just go to ShastaRegional.com
I will. I have my office number. You can call, they can call that number to make an appointment.
Sure.
And that number is. Wait a minute. Let me open my phone. And that number is area code 530-242-6122.
Or call Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Oh yeah.